Играется.
Today's Amud for Chazara is Yumud and Gimel and Aleph. We're holding on the top line on the Gimel and Aleph. So says the Gemara, Tan Rabbanan, V'nasan es ha-Keteres al le'esh l'fnei Hashem. The Pasuk says that the Kohen Gadol, he puts the Keteres on the Eish in front of Hashem. So we learn out from there that he puts the Keteres on the fire already once he's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Shel yisakin b'chutz v'yachnes. He doesn't put it onto the fire outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim and then go in. L'haitzim m'liban shal tzedukim, which is lafuke, what the tzedukim understood, sh'aymer yisakin b'chutz v'yachnes. They held the opposite, that he prepares it outside and he goes in with it already on the fire. My darish, what did the tzedukim darshan to assume that that's the way it worked? Ki ba'anan ira al kapayres. They darshan the pasuk that Hashem says, ki ba'anan, in a cloud, I am seen on the kapayres, that there's already supposed to be a cloud when the Kohen Gadol walks in. Malami chi yisaki mi b'chutz v'yachnes, which must mean that he prepares it outside and goes in with the kapayres already on the gecholim. Amrulam the Chachamim. However, the Chachamim said to the Tzedukin, "V'alei kvar nema v'nasan es ha-keteres al-eish l'fnei Hashem." Ah, it says l'fnei Hashem. So em keimatam ulaimer ki banan ira al kapayres. So what are we going to do with the Tzedukin pasuk? We'll tell you. Malam echinaisin b'mala ashon. When the pasuk says ki banan ira al kapayres, it doesn't mean to say that the Kohen Gadol only goes in with the Keteres already being smoke, being on fire. Rather, it means that there's supposed to be a spice in the Keteres which makes there, which makes it that there's a lot of smoke. And that spice is called Ma'ala Ashan. Uminayin Shinaisin Ba'ala Ashan. And the Brisa says, now how do we know that there's supposed to be Ma'ala Ashan? Which obviously is a little bit redundant. We just said, we know it from this Pasuk of Kibanani Ra'al Kapayres. So the Gemara is going to ask the Kasha, but says the Brisa, how do we know that there's the spice of Ma'ala Ashan? Shanema, as the Pasuk says, the Chisa Anana Keteres Esa Kapayres. Because the Pasuk says, Anana Keteres, we learn from Anana Keteres that there's the spice of Ma'ala Ashan. And then the pasuk ends off that you add it in, and then v'lo yamos. So the brisa darshins halay nasim b'mal ashan, but if you don't add in mal ashan, aishachiser achas mikol samaneh, or if you missed out any one of the simanim of the keteres, so then he's going to be chayiv misa. Kohen Gadol who goes in of nayv l'fnim and burns the keteres, missing the mal ashan or any one of the simanim, he's chayiv misa. In fact, the Gemara, why do we need a special chiyuv misa for missing one of the spices? The typically to come ma'ayel bi'a reikanis. Stam, for going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim for no good reason. If he doesn't have proper keteres, and he goes of fnai v'lefnim, so that itself warrants a chiyuv misa for just going in for no good reason. Just for being there. Says the Gemara, Am Rav Sheisha Asacha b'mayaskinon k'goin shashagag v'bi'a v'hezid ba'aktara. Yeah, but we'll have an afkamina. In a case where he's a shaygig on going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he didn't realize that for that he'll be chayav misa, but he was amazed on the fact that the Keteres was missing one of the simanim, and he knew that that's chayav misa. So in such a case, he's only going to be chayav misa for the Keteres and not for the actual bia, not just for the bia rekanis. Rav Ashi Amar, a different tarot, said, Afilu tema heze bezu bezu. It could even be that he's amazing on the Bia Reikonis. But still, there's an afkamina being chayiv misa for the keteres. Because let's say he goes in with two keteres. Achas shlema v'achas chesera. One of them is complete, and the other one's missing ingredients. So abia lemin chayiv d'ha'ayol eshlema. He's not going to be chayiv for the Bia Reikonis because it's not shlo l'tzayrich. He has a shlema with him. But achtar mechayiv d'komakter keteres chesera. But if he's makter the chasera, the keteres which is missing some of the ingredients, so he's going to be chayiv misa. He's going to be chayiv misa for that. So as the Gemara Vayter Amar Marim Minayin Shneisim Amal LaAshan Tamalemer V'Chisa. So we mentioned already that the Gemara is going to ask this kasha that Kra. You're bringing a raya to a pasuk from a pasuk that doesn't make any sense. We already said that from the pasuk of Kibanan Iral Kapayres, we know that there's supposed to be Mal LaAshan in the Kapayres. And then you say, and how do we know you're supposed to add in Mal LaAshan? Tamalemer the pasuk of V'Chisa. Why do we have to have a second pasuk to bring a raya to a pasuk? Says the Gemara Amar Rabbi Yisef Achikamer. The Brisa means like this: that Ein Li Ela Ola. I only know that you're allowed to use the leaf of the Ma'ala Ashan, which is the best for making it smoke. Iker Ma'ala Ashan Minayin. How do we know that you could even use the root? Tamalei mer v'chisa. That's how we brought the second pasuk to be merbe even the root. Amalei abaye fa'im chatanya. The root is the better thing to use. We learned in the braisa that the root's the best thing for making it smoke. Tatanya, we learned in the braisa that nasa ba'ikr ma'la'ashon. They used to put in the ikr. Obviously, that's because that's the best. They would put in the ikr ma'la'ashon in hayamitamer va'ilei kamako, and the smoke would go rise up straight up like a stick. Achim megia l'shmei kaira, until it got to the roof, to the ceiling of the kaira shakadashim. Kevin shegia l'shmei kaira, once it got to the roof, it would spread and go down the walls. Achim nismali habayas ashan, until the entire room, the entire kaira shakadashim was filled with smoke. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'habayas yimali ashan, it was filled with smoke. So you see that the root was the thing that makes it, that's best to use. Salamur habaye, same type of terrors, but just the reverse. Then Hachi Kamar. The Braisa means to say like this. Then Eli Ela Iker Mala Ashan. From the first pasuk, I was thinking you could have to dafka use the root. Ala Mala Ashan Minayin. How do we know that you could even use the leaf? Tamulaymer Vechisa. That's why the Braisa brought the second pasuk. Rav Shesha Samar, a different terrors. Said Eli Ela Almaye. Because from Beshebe Midbar. If it was just for the first pasuk, I would say that there's a chiyuv to put in Mala Ashan into the Keteres. That the Kohen Gadol brought Lefnai v'Lefnim in the Mishkan that was in the Midbar. Shilo v'Beis Olam v'Minayin. How do we know that this halacha applies even to the Mishkan Shilai and to the Beis HaMikdash? Tamalaymer v'chisa, that's how we brought the second pasuk. Well, frak the Gemara, we don't need the pasuk of v'chisa for that din. Haibmi v'chein yaseh lo'almayin ha-sheichin itam nafka. We learn it now from the extra words of sheichin itam, that any place where there's Kedusha, and there's the, so the, in the, into the Keteris, you have to add in ma'la ashon. So says the Gemara, elahachi kamar, that eili ela b'yay mekipurim. If it was only for the first pasuk, I would say maybe it's dafka for the Keteres on Yom Kippur, that the Kohen Gadol brings Lefnai v'Lefnim, that's when you need to add in Ma'ala Ashan. Mishar Yemayis Ashan Aminayin, how do we know that even during the rest of the year, but for the Keteres, that the Kohen was makter in the Heichal, that you have to add in Ma'ala Ashan? Tamulaymer v'chisa, which even though it's a pasuk about Yom Kippur, but it's not needed for Yom Kippur, so we say it's to teach us about all year round that the Keteres has the spice of Ma'ala Ashan. Rav Ashi Amar, different Teretz, that Chad LaMitzvah v'Chad LaAkiv. One pasuk is just to teach us that there's a mitzvah to put it in. The second pasuk is redundant to teach us that it's Ma'akiv, that it needs to have the Ma'ala Ashan, and if not, he'll be Chayiv Misa. Rav Amar, Chad LaAinesh v'Chad LaAzara. One pasuk is to teach us the Chiyiv, and the other pasuk is to teach us that there's a Chiyiv Misa for not doing it. Tani, we learned in the Braisa, like Rava, that Rabbi Eliezer, Aymer, Velo Yamus, Aynish, Kibanani Ra, Azara, Himamish Darshan, these two psukim, and one pasuk is to teach us about the Aynish, and the other pasuk is to teach us about the Isser. Yachol, once we mention the Braisa, we'll continue that Yachol, Yushneim, Amurim, Kaidim, Isas, Bnei Aaron, I might think that both the Azara and the Aynish were said before Misas Bnei Aaron. And that's gufa why there was a Misas Bnei Aaron, meaning the reason why they were Chayav Misa was for not fulfilling the Pasuk. Tamu Laimar, Achari Mais Shnei Bnei Aaron. But it's not so, because it's after the Torah records Mais Shnei Bnei Aaron, the Misa of the Bnei Aaron, then it tells us about the Keteira. So obviously this happened afterwards. Yachol Yushneihem Amurim Achar Misa Shnei Bnei Aaron. I might think that both of these psukim, both the Azara and the Aynish, were said after Misas Bnei Aaron. Tamulaymer ki ba'anoni ra'al kapayres. And no, the pasuk says ki ba'anoni ra'al kapayres, which clearly is referring to before Misas Bnei Aaron, which will explain, the Gemara will explain soon. So ha'ketzat, so what's the chain of events? That Azara was kaidem Misa, va'aynesh achar Misa. The Azara was given before Misas Bnei Aaron, and the Aynish was said over after the Misa. My Tamuda, now what's the drasha? How do you see from this pasuk ki ba'anoni ra'al kapayres, which is the pasuk of the Azara, where do you see that it was said before Misas Bnei Aaron? Amar Rava, Amar Kra, the Torah says, Ki ba'anani ra'e, because the pasuk says, Hashem says, in the future, I will be seen. Va'adayin le'nira, mashmi, he wasn't seen yet. And at the time of Misas Bnei Aaron, the Shechina was already seen. It says, V'yar kved Hashem el kola'am. So it must be that this pasuk of Ki ba'anani ra'e was said before Misas Bnei Aaron. So the Azara was said before, and the Aynish was said afterwards. Al kapanim, the Aynish was said afterwards, which means that the Misas Bnei Aaron was not because of this. So says the Gemara, Vel my time in Yanush. So why is it that the Bnei Aaron were punished? Says the Gemara, Kedetani, like we learned in the Braisa, that Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, Loimeisa Bnei Aaron, Ela Asha Hayru Halacha Bifnei Meisha Rabban. The reason why they were Chayav Misa is for transgressing the halacha of Meir halacha b'fnei Rabban. And for that they were chayav misa. My darish, what was the halacha that they darshened? They darshened the pasuk v'nasta b'nei Aaron ha-kayin eish al mizbech. The pasuk says that the b'nei Aaron, the kayhanim, they put a fire onto the mizbech. And they darshened that afal pi she'eish yeredes b'nei shemayim, even though there was an eish, that fire came down from shemayim onto the mizbech, still mitzvah l'havi b'nei hedyet. Still is a mitzvah for the hedyet to bring his own fire onto the mizbech. Now, Rashi points out that they were right. That really is the drasha. But they didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu first, and therefore they were chayav misa for being Meir Halacha b'fnei Rabban. So as the Gemara writer, we mentioned in the Mishnah that Yatsu Balei Derech Knisasei, that after the Kohen Gadol was makter the Keteres, so he would walk out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he would walk out backwards like the way he went in. So says the Gemara, Minani Mili, what's the makar for this style, for this anhaga of walking out backwards? Amar Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Amar Akrad, the Pasuk says, V'yavo Shlomo L'bama Asher B'givon Yerushalayim. Now V'chima ended given Eitzel Yerushalayim. It says that Shlomo Melech went to the Bama, which wasn't given Yerushalayim. What does that mean, given Yerushalayim? Given in Yerushalayim are two different places. So Elamakish it's Yasim Yigivan Yerushalayim, Libiyasim Yerushalayim Legivayim. We compare his leaving from Givayim when he went back to Yerushalayim to his entering from Yerushalayim to Givayim. Givon is the place where the Bama was. So Ma Biyasim Yerushalayim Legivayim Panav Klapei Bama, just like when he went from Yerushalayim to Givayim, his face was facing the Bama, which was in Givayim. So Af Yitzi Asim Yigivan Yerushalayim, so too when he left from Givayim to Yerushalayim, Panav Klapei Bama, he was still facing the Bama, meaning he walked out backwards, Kedarach Biyasim, like when he came. V'chein Kehanim Ba'avaydasan, so too, Kehanim, when they do Avayda Nazara, V'leviyim B'duchanan, when they sing on the Duchen, V'yisro B'mamadon, when they stand by the Karbana, Kishayin Niftarim, when they leave from the Azara, Slohayu Machzirin Peneyim Vaholchen, Elamit Sadin Peneyim Vaholchen. They don't walk out and turn around, rather they walk out backwards. V'chein Taman Anifter Me Rabbi, Loyachzer Panav Vyelech, Elamit Sadin Panav Vahilech. Also, he doesn't walk out backwards, he doesn't turn around and walk out, rather he walks out backwards. Kihad Rabbi Lazar, like Rabbi Lazar, Kad have a Mifter, Minayd Rabbi Yechnan, when he was taking leave of Rabbi Yechnan, so Kad have a Bay Rabbi Yechnan Lasaguye, when Rabbi Yechnan needed to go somewhere, have a Gachin Kai Rabbi Lazar aduchte ad dahava mikasi Rabbi Yochanan mine. Rabbi Lazar would stay in his place until Rabbi Yochanan was out of sight. V'kad have a bite Rabbi Lazar l'saguye, when Rabbi Lazar needed to go somewhere, so have a kayazul ala achayre, he would walk out backwards ad mikasi mine Rabbi Yochanan until he was out of sight from Rabbi Yochanan. Rava could have a mifter minayd Rabbi Yosef, when Rava would take leave of his Rabbi, of Rabbi Yosef, so have a azul achayre, also he would walk out backwards ad minagfan kare, he would bruise up his legs from hitting each other. And the threshold of Rabbi Yosef's house became dirty with Rava's blood from his legs. So Amru Leila Rabbi Yosef, they said to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef didn't see this happening. Rabbi Yosef was blind, Rashi points out. So they said to Rabbi Yosef, hey, Hachi Avid Rava, they told him, you know what Rava's doing, this is what's happening. So Amru Leila Rabbi Yosef said to Rava, he gave him a bracha, Yehi Rava, it should be Yiratzoin, should the Saru Mesha Hakulu Karacha, that you should become, Rashi says, the Rashi Shiva of the whole city.